Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Telepathic Tuesday, this first Telepathic Tuesday of 2020. It's the end of the month, and we're going to start off this year with welcoming this year off with the frequency of love. 2020 is about coming to know who you are through listening to the higher levels of your inner child's heartbeat of love. The way I issue when I had to get you to know, need to go bahana. And so we are noticing more and more each day of all that is shifting quietly within us and around us. Yeshua and your own thinking patterns are becoming more intuitive energies as you become more acutely aware of the energies of your thought forms each day. And so I sat down and asked the masters earlier today about these heightened frequencies and what would they like to share with everyone on Telepathic Tuesday, since it's a time when we can join in a wonderful message from the masters who walk in spirit with me, who elevate me, and bring an energetic field of knowledge around you and amplify your own frequencies so that we can all tap into our higher essence of our own soul being, of our inner child and our higher masters around us. And we activate that, as you know, through stillness. I'd just like to welcome everyone tonight, the new ones, the review ones, the elevating ones, all of you that are moving in my hoop of oneness around the world and elevating in consciousness. Each, you don't know, I'm just going to get my feet nicely anchored, my spine nice and straight, relaxing my shoulders. I'm just tuning in to this new year of 2020. It feels like we're on a moving wheel of new beginnings, of a new threshold of new energies of waveforms. its intuitive intelligence is around us, is seeping into the hearts and minds more as you become more and more aware of the understanding of letting go, of holding on to thought forms or conversations or outcomes, so that you can align immediately upon letting go of the recent outcome with a conversation or the small agitation of an energy that feels uncertain or interruptive to your body, to your heart. Immediately moving into that alignment of the new waveforms of intelligence flowing in the outer body's fields, do you become grounded again? And it feels like these higher wheels within wheels of higher energies of waveforms of intelligence have been streaming through portals of light passageways during the gateways and the equinox and even the past lunar eclipse. It seems to me that it's speeding up in a higher essence of a stronger frequency, that we were really in a year of preparation last year, in 2019 being a year of 12, a year of mastery. And it feels like we were introduced to a lot of high frequencies and we felt the shifts and the changes and we became aware of letting go and tapping into hidden selves and shadow selves. But that was just the introductory to what's to unfold for 2020. It's time to chase down that moving stream of light particles of information, of higher intelligences that's simply moving ahead of you. Grab a hold of it, step into it and embrace it so that you can be in this rapid shifting consciousness while you are quietly letting go of those old waveforms, those histories and thought forms and conversations. It's like stepping up to the plate and saying, all right, I get it. I won't go and linger on those energies. I won't hold on to what was said and what was done. Those outcomes have now new resolutions. And they're in speeds of light waves. When you connect to someone and they want to repeat or carry on, that you can jump in to that light wave between you and the other person and cease listening by grabbing hold of the frequency and transmuting it, and gently, quietly transmitting a letting go frequency. The veil between us and the universe is getting thinner and thinner because more of us are tapping into these portals and passageways that are opening on these gateways, lunar eclipses, equinox, and sacred heightened activities that we'll be getting throughout 2020. And I see that these portals are moving into the lunar activities each month already since the first eclipse came in January. It was catapulted from the December eclipse and winter solstice. it's just moving so fast in the energies of consciousness. And so more of us can tap into our own higher consciousness during those gateways or lunar activities or right after. And they become more connected because you're lingering longer with the essence of the master beings and their threads of light that are lingering longer on the planet, on the mountains, on the waters, on the kingdoms of the sacred statues and temples and ley lines and grid lines. And it's like you're becoming more advanced in your own consciousness unknowingly. Yet you are feeling more integrated of what's truly happening around you, of your own higher consciousness. It's like having one foot step forward and holding that other foot back and going, but wait, I get it. I'm in my body. I'm a part of my outer body. My outer body is bathing my inner body. And I'm gathering into the outside fields of consciousness that is of a higher state if I choose. And if I choose the lowering frequency, it's in my outer field, then I need to step back, ground, and release it. Because we can't go the next foot forward if we're carrying the lower consciousness in our outer field. It must be dissolved, it must be transmuted, and it must be aligned into the higher, higher frequencies that's swimming around us now. It's like you all have your antennas up even more, sinking into the higher vibrations arriving in the outer body's fields. And so more of us are waking up right now. We did in the latter part of 2019, but more are we being very clear and set in our minds that I can't do this anymore. Nope. I have to change my path. I have to clear up these thought forms. I have to let go of those routines. I've decided I want to change my path, my relationship, my career, my household, my size, weight size, whatever it is. But there seems to be a more divine calling within you of, I'm making the change. It's not a New Year's resolution. It's a soul light consciousness. You're waking up within your hidden self of discovering there is other realms and I'm going for it. I get it. I'm ready to tap into the higher consciousness field more strongly than ever before, and I know that it's here helping me, guiding me. These multi-dimensions of grid systems are tapping into our ethereal grid systems well above the aura body, but they're helping us clear our aura fields and our outer bodies, and they're aligning us into an elevated state of consciousness. And this is how we are adapting into these higher abilities of intuitiveness or telepathics or awareness. We're allowing the higher consciousness of these masters that are streaming through in strands of light on these portal days and portal nights of ley lines and grid systems on Gaia. When they arrive, it's altering your inner heartbeats, your inner minds, into a higher soul frequency. And sometimes when this higher frequency taps into the outer field, and we breathe in unknowingly of an aligning consciousness to who we are, it's a new frequency. It's tapping into us, and we will become tired or achy or uncertain of where the pain came from, where the ache arrived from. And the reality is that it's an ancient timeline, a hidden self or a shadow self within your tissues, muscles, cellular memory that is being awakened and by the higher soul consciousness that just entered. You should know, I get a jump like that when something is of an attachment that needs to be released. And so your unknowing state of arriving into a higher consciousness is activated by your releasing a lowering memory field of a timeline in your cellular consciousness. Correct. They are showing me a grid, and there's many, many grids of consciousness around many, many people. And they're all different to one another because all of them are the other masters that you've sat with or met in your dream state or meditation state that have been lingering in your outer field of the aura grid system. And there are many colors, and there are many, many designs, and they're just there waiting for you to tap into it, to pour into your chakra body. And many of you are actually infusing it each day. And you're discovering your own true soul grid and your true master soul grid. It's your frequency. That's the grid. That's the consciousness field. Yes, it's got some shapes and crystals and diamonds and hues and a collaboration of frequencies of colors and hues of light. And it resonates to your heartbeat. And you become that resonating frequency within your heartbeat. And that's when you know you found your higher consciousness grid that has been pouring around you and enveloping your aura field since the last lunar eclipse or the upcoming gateway. It's presenting itself as master threads of light consciousness. And when you start acknowledging and accepting that, yeah, there's something beside me, behind me, feels like, oop, I just got a little nudge or a little dizzy moving up and down or something, that you're finding, oh, these are the new energies moving around me. I'm going to go still and tap into it. I'm going to breathe it in. And I'm just going to feel how it feels. Now, the moment that you go into resistance is when you get the pain, is when you get the ache. But the moment that you release any fear, any unknown frequency, because it's coming in of peace, the energies I'm talking about, absolute harmony and peace. It's resonating of a lightful energy of love into your heart. And so you want to receive it and integrate it. So you acknowledge, there's an energy flow coming in. It's on the back of my head. I'm going to be still. If this is not of the light, leave. If this is my master soul teaching me, I receive all that you have for me. And you breathe in and begin integrating. It just becomes you. It's there to balance you. It's there to heal you. It wants you to move into a higher passageway or portal for but a moment within your mind that is in stillness. It just wants you to be still and receiving. The passageway or the portal that opens on these sacred dates, Telepathic Tuesday, or gateways or equinoxes, when they're gathering in around you, your inner child, your inner mind, your inner heartbeat, will move into the waveform of acknowledging the higher frequency around you now. And this higher frequency is empowered by love. And that love that you incept and integrate into your heart is what heals and releases the aches, the pains, the uncertainty. You reassured to Kudana when you love the body free from any lowering frequencies, and you love the inner child that is awakening into the inner conscious mind that is going in stillness, listening, then the higher energies that's bathing our systems right now can begin to arrive inside of our inner minds. And the body will begin to be released of the lowering body aches and pains and any lowering thought forms will just cease. As the mind goes into stillness, it will be waiting on the next waveform of this beautiful love and light. Now, if you're sitting there, somehow you feel, I have this pain on my neck that just came in from nowheres, or I have heaviness on the back of my head or on my heart, immediately you want to go into stillness and feel if this is a very peaceful frequency that come in, or is this an altering frequency that's causing you distraction, interruption, and pain. If this is the case, the masters are always around you. You may say, this is not my frequency. Leave. I cannot tolerate this energy for another 5 minutes or another minute. Leave. Feel the higher frequencies around you pulling off and pulling out the heavy frequency, the uneasy frequency. When you hold the stillness frequencies longer it will just become more predominant of your mind to do this automatically with other thought forms that start coming in to your mind, not just the body. We are stepping into a knowingness quadrant far beyond of that which you would know or ever know now. And when you step into this new energy field of your higher mind that dissolves all of the ego mind, you're going to start operating in a mastermind, and all the grid systems that are around you from the higher mastermind frequencies and higher grid systems of light frequencies, you will find that your aura body will be clearing more rapidly, and your inner chakra body will start moving up into a higher vibration, and it's going to start exposing and expressing the cellular memory of the karma and trauma from your lifetimes. So it's kind of I'm learning, I'm understanding, I'm tapping into it. Now I've tapped into it. I like the light. I know when it's an uneasy light. Okay, now it's a heavy light. It's all of these equations that are going on, but you're doing it gently. You're doing it at your own pace. I'm just giving you a few examples of how things are shifting and transmitting and transmuting in your body so that you can understand that those of you who are really tuning in and adapting to these higher consciousness fields and are very receptive, then your aura fields are going to be really, really ramped up with higher frequencies. And as you infuse those higher frequencies into your heart, into your throat, into your third eye, into your hands, to your solar plexus, it's going to dig up those hidden selves and shadow selves. It's going to want to clear the memory out of your chakra body, because it's your master grid system of intelligence that is embodying your aura, and it cannot operate with a lowering frequency in the chakra body. So it's kind of a win-win, but it's also an achy-pachy feeling, because it's like, oh, yeah, yeah, now I have this pain, and what is that, and how to get there? You don't have to get into all of that now. You just go into stillness. Call in the love vibration of your higher masters, of your divine higher soul. Release anything that is not of the light. Cleanse and purify my aura field of any attachments from any of the conversations I've had with the last few people, with the person that served me in the restaurant, or the gathering of energies on the highway. Clear my aura. Now, if this is all clear and you're feeling comfortable, you know that you had an attachment. If it's not clear and you're still in pain, then we want to look at the aspect that you are shifting and transitioning, and your higher conscious fields in your body are pushing up and pulling out those hidden selves. So there's a resistance. There's a resistance in the mind, there's a resistance in the body, and that creates the pain. It really is a beautiful time right now to accept and adapt and create these new fields. We need to clear out this vessel, this body. And so this is the next phase that a lot of people will be going through in 2020. And the way that it becomes more adaptable is getting to know and listen to your inner child. Listen to the body. And let the light essences that are pouring upon you and around you begin to purify your thoughts, purify your heartbeat, and build a new being within you. The new being within you won't have the troubled thoughts, the heaviness of the mind or heaviness of the heart. It won't be rewiring and rewinding those old episodes of timelines and memories from 6 months ago, 2 days ago. It won't do that. It will rebuild and revitalize and resynchronize you into the higher states so that you can feel this knowingness of being connected. It has been delivered to me that there's confusion of the mind, confusion of the heart, and troubled hearts and minds of confusion is from the pain and the unknowingness and the uncertainty of when is this going to stop aching? How come it's still sore? Why am I bloating? What is this? What is that? And it all has to be released from your mind. We let the ethers of these light particles that we cannot see, of the all light beings whom you do not know, but know you, pour into your hearts and minds. Breathe into your outer fields and inner bodies. To let these master's light particles cleanse you, amplify you, and begin building a new heart of love, an all-knowing mind within you, so that you can begin to transfigure all of your thought forms into higher light consciousness fields for you to connect and communicate to your own outer body's fields of your new aura grid system that I'm already seeing mapping around everyone. It's happening sacredly and divinely when we're sleeping, when we're working, because you're all evolving at a higher pace, because these intelligent masters of multi-dimensions, of inter and stellar dimensions, are connecting to you, your spirit guides, the angelic ones, your teachers, your master beings, your gatekeepers. They're all walking in your aura and etheric fields, because the light within all of us is crystallizing. We're emanating a light from our third eye and our hearts and hands more than we know. It's because we've begun communicating on a higher consciousness field, telepathically, intuitively. We are evolving. And your telepathic mind and knowing heart is connecting you to the higher soul. And that higher soul has crystals of light. that are bathing your aura fields and lighting you up and raising your vibration in your outer aura body and connecting you. And as you begin to raise up into these higher vibrations of light particles in your own aura, you will be dancing in higher frequencies of love on your inner heartbeat of your inner child, because that inner child is becoming awakened into a light soul of a divine mind. How wonderful. Yushukubatada, who speaks to me now? Ni ichita kadana, light being of intelligence, speaks to my mind, of my divine mind, of my infinite soul being, to pour from a chalice of golden essences into all hearts, into all bodies, that there is freedom flowing into all consciousness fields, living, awakening, and birthing on this planet. And the beauty of this awakening into your hearts, into your minds, is the resurrecting and reclaiming of your light soul being. The Ichukubatana is in the inner heart that the inner seed of the inner child had been submerged and quietly set down. But now, with the light vibrations of the higher consciousness fueling the chakra body, that inner child is awakening into its light soul crystal essence. And the wisdom delivered and the knowledge that is flowing in your aura fields now are integrating into your consciousness fields so that you will be elevating the frequencies of your body every time you are in stillness. You will be amplified. And you will be released of old, wounded, hidden selves. You will be cleansed of old aura fields, of collaborated thought forms no longer needed. They are lowering vibrations, and your higher master crystal light frequencies heals them and releases them and pushes everything out of your body that is not of this beautiful awakened light soul being. It's your inner child. It is in the joy of knowing, I am loved, I am light, and I am intelligence of knowing that I am, that I am. You need to go into stillness and feel the energies that will connect into your own passageway, or portal, or orb, whatever comes to you. And when you connect to that essence go swimming into that passageway. Dive into that grid system and sit with your master soul of who you are and adapt to its abilities and feel the love that pours into your heart, pours into your inner mind that has been waiting in stillness. And begin receiving this peace, this energy of light, knowing that it's dissolving your fears, your worries, your concerns, your shame, your guilt, your pain. It's just dissolving now. We're going to go into a deeper state of that, feeling the energies that I want you to connect into right now. And visualize that there's a doorway, passageway, a sacred portal that you've sat in or recall sitting in. Just go to that portal and lay down. Walk through that doorway and feel. There it is. Feel that energy coming in, into the heart. Opens up the mind. Clears the back of the head. Relaxes the shoulders. Whoa, that energy is just moving right through third eye. See the master standing before you on the other side of this passageway or portal or doorway. It's emanating the light, and its frequency is resonating so powerfully with who you are. Breathe it in now into your heart. Hold. Breathe it up and out through the third eye. Breathe in more through the top of the crown. Sparks of light. You will see inside your inner mind's eye, the sparks of light, where you will feel the warmth of your connecting and communicating. Your body, it's you could know. This is the love vibration. It is healing you. Beautiful, beautiful. Now, feel even deeper the energies of this connected communication that you have with this master stranded soul light being. It's resonating deeply within you. It is who you are. Is all that you are. Now ask, what are my hidden gifts and abilities that you are to deliver into me now so that I may walk in spirit of you, Master Light Soul? Activate of my inner heart to feel you more. Activate my inner mind to receive your light quotients every moment. I am breathing in your resonating frequency of light crystals, and it is harmonizing my heartbeat and releasing the heaviness from my body, releasing the aches and tightness in my body. And all is falling off of my shoulders and lower back. As you are amplifying me with your light, keep breathing in. Your inner hearts are expanding. Your inner third eyes are fueling within of light to the crystals of your pineal that is releasing anything that is blocking you in thought forms as you are rising into the higher consciousness threads of your master soul standing in front of you in the sacred passageway, portal, or doorway you are sitting in. Just ask for anything that you need right now in your life. And let the frequencies pour onto your crown. It is your higher soul consciousness that is filling your light body and lighting you up even more within your inner heart and inner body. My Nietzsche, I am here, child, and we are many, many masters of light that are pouring in more diamond frequencies into all who are activating a peaceful essence into their inner minds, amplifying and acknowledging gifts that are being activated into their hearts, into their hands, into their eyes. There's healing transferring out of old waveforms of cellular timelines into activations of diamond frequencies that is pushing out the lowering trauma karma and those threads that have been hidden, deeply laden within the tissue of the cellular memory body that is being healed and cleansed so that the gifts and the abilities could be tapped into. The issue, become one with the master before you that is stepping within you. Begin to feel the crystalline energies rebuilding you, revitalizing your cellular memory back into the true essence of who you truly are as a light soul child that is fueling your new mind and your new body with your soul light, being of all that you are now. You will feel more empowered, more confident as you reclaim and resurrect this master soul child back home into your heart of your little child, no longer alone, no longer wounded, no longer dormant. You are awakened. Feel the energies moving even deeper within you and aligned to the warmth of the love that is inside of your heart. Oh, beautiful energies will keep you soaring each day as your inner mind begins thirsting for more of these sacred moments arriving throughout all of 2020. When you align into your portal of sacred oneness that lights up that little child in you to come to know all of its gifts and abilities are ready to be expressed and delivered onto one another. And each day now, you will become stronger and you will become the true oneness vibration. And your frequencies of your master, its vibrations of oneness, will begin networking you and communicating you into the higher realms when you are ready. That is all, child. We have delivered the teaching, the understanding of letting go of the old waveforms and connecting to the inner child who has been longing for this love vibration of oneness within your heart. We love you, we honor you, we assist you in all your journeys back home into the heart of your soul light being. It is done. We leave. You just may want to move your toes around a little bit. Hold on to that frequency on top of your head and in your heart. Feel that resonating frequency. It is all that you are, fully aligned. And now give yourself a beautiful big hug. Hug that inner child. Move your hands up and down on your arms, letting her or him know we're connected. We're back on board. And everything is of bliss. And we just want to give the master beings who brought through this powerful understanding, teaching and activation tonight. I clap, and that is the clapping that lets them know I have great gratitude for all their divine orchestrations of love, light, and peace that they poured through me, placed into my crystalline hoop of oneness around those that are sitting with us across the United States, those who have joined us from South Africa and other continents and countries in Europe, the UK. Just welcome your energies into my sacred crystalline hoop of oneness, where all the higher masters of multi-dimensions, interstellar dimensions, have connected to your waveforms of freedom. So thank you for joining me tonight. It's been an hour of absolute bliss, and we're going to carry that bliss with us into stillness and quietness. And so you may just want to rest and integrate the master that you saw, who you truly are. Blessings. We'll see you on Sunday for the 2-2 gateway. I believe it's on Sunday. I'm still very elevated. But the 2-2 gateway, we will be gathering for that with the joy of meeting the love frequency once more at 11 o'clock Eastern Time. So we'll see you then. And just enjoy. I'm so grateful that you are so connected and so ready for 2020. Bye-bye.